compulsory vaccines for all of Brazil, despite its president's refusal to be inoculated. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Vishala Sripathma in for Victoria Craig. Good morning. Great to be with you. Brazil's Supreme Court has ruled that all Brazilians are required to take a COVID-19 vaccine. Refusal to do so could lead to individuals being banned from public spaces and activities. The decision hasn't gone down well with the country's president, Jair Bolsonaro, who maintains that he won't be vaccinated.
O que o Supremo decidiu hoje, né, Ciso?
Once the vaccine is certified, it will be extended to everyone who wants to take it. I won't take it. Some say I'm setting a bad example. The imbeciles, the idiots who are saying that. I already had the virus. I already have antibodies. Why take a vaccine?
Brazil's reported 1,100 deaths with COVID-19 in the past 24 hours. Our America's editor, Leonardo Rocha, told us more about the court's ruling.
What the Supreme Court ruled is that they are not going to physically force people to have the vaccination. The federal government will be able to pose penalties, but also locally, local governments, depending on their views, they might impose penalties. So people might not be allowed to travel abroad. People might not be allowed to apply for government contracts. The Supreme Court saying very clearly that they will have to go ahead with this vaccination program. Many people are skeptical. I mean, you have the now traditional political division where people who support Bolsonaro are generally more skeptical about wearing a face mask or the vaccination. But I think generally people see that as a positive thing because people want to go back to a normal life.
That was Leonardo Rocha. India has the world's second highest number of COVID-19 infections. Not surprising, perhaps, given one in six of the world's entire population lives there. The country is set to approve the use of several new COVID vaccines soon, prioritising frontline health workers and those over the age of 50 who are in high risk groups. These are estimated to be around 300 million people. After that, there's over 1 billion more of the population who may need access to a vaccine. BBC's Arundhoy Mukherjee assesses the preparations underway in India for the biggest immunization programme in history. 45
degrees angle. It's a room full of medical professionals. They are preparing for the next phase of India's battle against COVID-19. A practice session is on, as trainers explain how to administer a COVID-19 vaccine. Though India has run successful immunization programs in the past, they've always targeted women and children, and that too in phases. But this time, in a country of 1.3 billion people, the challenge is unprecedented. Apollo Hospital is one of many Indian private institutes treating COVID-19 patients, and now it's also running vaccination training camps.
With this, it
requires
certain skill sets.
Ms. Shobana Kamineni, vice chairman of the Apollo Hospital, says they are aiming to administer 1 million COVID-19 vaccines a day whenever a shot is ready.
We need about 200,000 vaccinators, and these will be required in a really spread out geography.
India produces more than 60% of the world's vaccines, and while it is in talks with Pfizer, it is largely banking on its domestic infrastructure. Oxford AstraZeneca's candidate, manufactured by the Serum Institute of India, and Bharat Biotech are currently frontrunners to get emergency approval from the government. Frontline health workers and those above the age of 50 in the high-risk category will be the first 300 million Indians to get the vaccine in the next 6 months. In a country like India, where the richest 1% control over 40% of the country's wealth, the other challenge for the government would be to ensure the vaccine is accessible to both the rich and the poor. Dr. V.K. Paul heads India's National Expert Group on the COVID-19 vaccination.
We have to make sure that there's no black marketing, there's no overpricing, and there is no skewing vaccine being taken away by the mighty.
The Indian government claims it is battle ready, but it's still unclear how much the vaccine will cost or if it will be free for the poor. After Prime Minister Modi said that every Indian will get the vaccine and get it free, senior government officials also now say they may not vaccinate all 1.3 billion Indians, but only a critical mass to break the transmission. While there is hope, normal life is still several months away.
I'm the BBC's Arunoday Mukherjee for Marketplace.
Let's take a look at markets. Sterling is taking a hit this morning, down nearly 0.5% against the dollar as Brexit jitters continue to weigh on the pound. Sony has pulled from sale one of the most anticipated video games of the year. Gamers have been rushing in their droves to purchase Cyberpunk 2077, but some have been disappointed with its technical quality, prompting Sony to intervene. Will Bain has more.
Cyberpunk 2077 was one of the big releases of the gaming calendar. Launched with much fanfare, the crime romp, set in a science fiction future, even featured a virtualized appearance from the Hollywood star Keanu Reeves. But since the game went on sale last week, it's been dogged by complaints, with shoppers filling social media with complaints about glitchy performance and the game consistently crashing. It led this week to its developer CD Projekt Red to start offering refunds and saying it's looking at fixes. But now Sony has taken matters into its own hands, pulling the game from sale entirely from its PlayStation store. The complaints haven't been isolated to PlayStation gamers either. Users of its rival Xbox console have had similar complaints, though its creator Microsoft is yet to follow Sony in pulling the game. But with the key holiday sales period upon us and no date set for when sales might resume, many gaming analysts are calling the recall unprecedented. In London, I'm the BBC's Will Bain for Marketplace.
In London, I'm Vishala Sripathma with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.